This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 7th. Well, we got quite a situation developing in wheat, rarely seen during the month of October, but we have a weather market that is in full tilt here in the wheat space, and that is centered directly on the Russian southern region, which has been dry for months, and looks like we're going to be dry at least for another 2 weeks, which takes us into late October. And that's getting very late to be planting winter wheat in Russia. It also is centering on the dryness here in the United States in the southern and central plains. And of course, those are our primary hard red winter wheat areas. Russia also is hard red winter wheat, which is why Kansas City has been leading the whole complex higher. Chicago, of course, cashing in on that as the hedge funds and index funds, for that matter, have poured into that market. And Kansas City, too. But Chicago has just pulled away from Minneapolis something fierce just in the last couple weeks. And so we're looking at, you know, markets that have become very skewed because of speculators piling into the market and adding weather premium at a time when winter wheat planting should really be wrapping up rather than not even having started for a pretty large region in southern Russia. Here in the U.S., we've been moving away from wheat acres consistently every year, and this would just add more enthusiasm or more incentive to do that again. At the same time, in the Midwest, you're looking at an early harvest for corn and soybeans. You're looking at good moisture conditions for the most part in the Midwest, where there is an incentive to plant soft red winter wheat. Soybean prices have soared higher. Corn is trying to catch up, but the economics would suggest that planting soft red wheat and soybeans next year would pay off, would be a better situation than just straight corn. Especially for producers who have been planting corn on corn for several years, this offers them a way out, to get out of that entrenchment. So it's looking like even for this year, hard red winter wheat stocks are declining, soft red is increasing, but as you get into the next crop year, it looks like that will be even more of the case. In particular, because you have a huge Australian crop about to hit the world pipeline here in a few weeks, that's going to be difficult to keep the Chicago prices elevated with that kind of pressure expected on world prices. But in the meantime, you've got Russian prices, which FOB offers were steady as we came into this week. But so far this week, we've seen interior flour prices continue to ratchet higher, and they're pretty much at the record highs that we saw last spring. So Russian prices interior have come back up. That's going to support and probably prop up FOB offers, and that's going to push world prices higher as well. So it's a market that, again, it's weather driven, which is so ironic considering that we cut a record world crop this year, that Russia itself cut a near record crop. We're just a million tons away from the record crop they had about 4 years ago. The U.S. was down, and primarily for hard red winter wheat. Spring wheat was a good crop, but you know, this kind of rally, we're just not going to be able to compete in the export market. So we'll see where this takes us, but we are surging, and usually you get these waves of 3 days where the hedge funds pile into the market and then you get the correction. And we've kind of seen that over the last month in the wheat space, where it's just 2-3 days surge higher, then you pull back, surge higher and pull back. At some point, you're just going to run out of gas. Technical indicators are showing, you know, flashing divergence all over the place, but that doesn't mean the market can stop. But I think once it does stop, I think the correction will be pretty sharp, but you're going to have to at least see a forecast for rain in southern Russia before the market decides that it's done and will take and forge that seasonal high. Now again, seasonally, we're right on track. Normally it's late Sep, early October. I thought the seasonal high was here a couple weeks ago just because of we had a rally up into late September, a huge outside day lower, and then the market pulled down, and I thought, okay, that's it. That's our seasonal high. And then market just took off because of the dryness in Russia just continuing, and farmers A, not planting, and B, not selling anything that they have left over from old crop. Now this price rally could prompt the ag minister out of Russia to be a little more restrictive on their exports. They were going to set the export tariff rate quota here around the middle of October. Nobody knows exactly what they're going to do. 2 weeks ago, it seemed kind of like a no-brainer. They would just let the exporters run wild because they had a near-record crop and things were fine. But all of a sudden, there's been a significant shift in the outlook for next year, and that paints a more bullish picture and could prompt the Russian government to slow down and take a little bit more firm control of those exports. So Chicago wheat soared above $6 yesterday. That's a five-year high. Hedge funds are piling in. Reports show that they're at the longest position that they've had since 2012. So it's huge. So, you know, you got to wonder at some point how much more can they put on, what kind of overloaded to the boat on one side are we going to be. It sure seems like we're getting to that point. But weather markets are hard to predict. And we just need to, I think once we see the reversal down, I think the sellers will really try to lean on the market and have a correction, but it doesn't mean you can't come back up and test it like I thought we could with the late September high. Well, we certainly tested it and blew right through it. That's now going to become a support zone, at least temporarily. But at some point here, seasonally, I think the market's going to run out of gas here sooner rather than later. Again, you have this massive Australian crop coming. You got a pretty decent sized hard red crop coming out of Argentina as well. So there's going to be a flush of wheat coming into the world pipeline. And they're going to want to take advantage of these prices, obviously. And they're going to be competitive. So I think taking advantage of this run is a great idea. Old crop, new crop, and get some prices booked. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.